This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. A court in Saudi Arabia has sentenced five people to death for the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. He was murdered in the Saudi consulate in Istanbul last year by a team of Saudi agents. India's main opposition party will stage a silent protest in the capital on Monday against the contentious new citizenship law. This comes a day after Prime Minister Narendra Modi defended the legislation at a rally in New Delhi. Critics of the new law say this is the latest effort by Modi's government to marginalize the country's 200 million Muslims. A newly released government email shows the White House sought to freeze aid to Ukraine just 90 minutes after President Trump spoke to President Volodymyr Zelensky by phone in July. The phone call is key to the abuse of power charge on which Mr. Trump has been impeached. Meanwhile, discussions continue about the upcoming impeachment trial of the president. One of the big issues is whether witnesses will be called to testify. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the Democrats want a full, fair, and honest trial, and Republicans are holding up the process by not allowing new witnesses and documents.
What is a trial with no witnesses and no documents? It's a sham trial. And that's why we feel so strongly that there ought to be witnesses and documents. We made a very reasonable request, equal time for each side.
But at a rally in Florida this weekend, President Trump questioned the need for an impeachment trial at all.
The vote was like 196 or something to nothing. We had three Democrats coming to our side, so we have to say it was a bipartisan vote. You call that bipartisan? Hey, no Republican went to their side.
No decisions are expected until early January. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. The U.S. military says one of its service members was killed in action in Afghanistan on Monday. The Taliban is claiming responsibility for the attack. 200 wildfires continue to burn across Australia. Prime Minister Scott Morrison met with some of the people battling the fires.
The weather might help for a little while, but the weather will turn from friend to enemy very quickly in these fires, as we see, and the great planning work that's been done in these areas, and ensuring the crews and the aerial firefighting is in place to mitigate and prevent, and the strategizing that goes ahead and is then executed is extraordinary. So I want to thank everybody for the work they're doing there.
He also defended his climate change policy.
Well, what I know is that the need to take action on climate change hasn't changed. And you don't run government on sentiment. You run government on the facts, and you run government on what you need to do to protect our environment and its sustainability for the future, to protect our economy and the jobs and the livelihoods that Australians depend on.
The disaster has led to renewed criticism that Prime Minister Scott Morrison's Conservative government has not taken enough action on climate change. The British grocery chain Tesco has halted production at a factory in China after a British newspaper reported the factory used forced labor to produce charity Christmas cards for the supermarket. AP's Zaria Shackley reports.
The Sunday Times raised questions about the factory's labor practices after a six-year-old girl in South London found a card in her box already had a message written inside. It read, "We are foreign prisoners in Shanghai Qingpu Prison, China, forced to work against our will. Please help us and notify human rights organization." The girl's father told the BBC they first thought the message was a prank, but then realized it was potentially serious. Tesco said it was shocked by the discovery and would never allow prison labor in its supply chain. Zara Shackley, London.
The Boeing Starliner mission didn't go the way it was planned, but the unmanned capsule did make it back safely to Earth after an aborted flight to the International Space Station. NASA Administrator Jim Bridenstine says despite the Starliner's failure to reach the International Space Station, a lot went well on the test flight.
Some of the hardest parts of this mission have now been proven to be very, very capable. And so that's all positive. You look at the landing, it was an absolute bullseye. Better than I think anybody anticipated.
But the failure to dock with the space station means the crew members of the space station didn't get their Christmas presents, a fact Boeing's Jim Clinton acknowledged.
I'd like to express Boeing's regrets to the ISS crew, to whom we did not bring the Christmas presents. That's not cool.
Thank you for listening. For more news, go to voanews.com. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.